Hey guys, it's AK
and Diamond,
and this is officially Chic Talk. Woo! So today's episode, and I've been dying to talk about this. We're gonna talk about some of these hair and makeup trends that, I mean, you would think that a trend is supposed to be trending, but y'all just been,
it's overkill.
Thank you.
I mean, it been ran over. Forward, backwards, forward again, backwards three more times. It's over.
You guys don't understand how you look. And I'm gonna start off. We'll start off with makeup. We'll do makeup and then we'll go to hair. So makeup, and y'all don't understand how many screenshots I have of y'all on my phone.
Man.
With your eyebrows, quote unquote, on fleek. First off, what does on fleek mean? Yeah, what's the definition of fleek? If somebody can give me a proper definition of fleek and post it on our Facebook page, I would give you $5. Okay? Because I don't know what fleek means. I say fleek to be funny. So, yeah. For all of you females who have your eyebrows on fleek,
hair on fleek, whatever, on fleek.
Your pussy on fleek.
Everything on fleek.
You know, I don't get it. And with these eyebrows, first off, let's go into the whole purpose of, first off, you're not supposed to draw on your eyebrows. You're supposed to fill in
and shape
your eyebrows. For many of us as females, our eyebrows aren't necessarily arched the way that you think that your eyebrows are supposed to be arched. Everybody has a different arch shape to their eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Some people's eyebrows are thin. Some people's eyebrows are thicker, just like with hair, because eyebrows are hair. For example, like Raven Simone's eyebrows. I love her eyebrows, her natural eyebrows. They look really weird, but they look really cool. And so those are her eyebrows. And in order for her to make them look like, I guess you would say, like maybe the natural European way, you know, she fills them in. Now, what y'all help us be doing is shaving off your damn eyebrows
and taking a Sharpie.
Magic marker it up.
Sharpie.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you proceed to literally, you're either drawing these on with these permanent markers or you're painting them on with some thick old acrylic paint.
Because it ain't with no eyebrow pencil. Yeah, I refuse to believe. I'm not gonna blame that on any makeup company for that buffoonery. I refuse.
And with the eyebrows, the halo brows, now
McDonald arches,
the McDonald arches, the bird wings, whatever, you know, like the one you used to draw on your paper in elementary school, look like little M's. Yeah, we need to kill that now because it looks ridiculous. Yeah, with this halo brow, people don't know what a halo brow is. Basically, what it's naturally supposed to be is the process of cleaning up your brow, using a concealer. You basically go around the top and bottom of your eyebrow to define the shape and clean up any mistakes that you may have done while trying to shape and fill in your brows with the pencil or the brow gel or pomade or whatever you use. And with this concealer, a lot of women go for the highlighting effect.
But y'all be doing it all wrong though.
Yeah, so they go maybe a shade or two lighter than their skin tone, which is what you're supposed to do. Other women, on the other hand, with these halo brows, they go ahead, go about 5 shades too light, and they go around the eyebrow and they take their beauty blender and they blend it, but the shade is so freaking
it looks like
color.
I fell in some powder.
It looks
some baby powder.
I'm sure if I type in halo brows right now on Google or Bing or Yahoo, a picture will come up. And some people, if you're more of a visual person, I'm gonna find a picture. And by the time you're listening to this, you're going to see it on the She Talk Facebook page, the Twitter, and the Instagram. So whatever your flavor is, be on the lookout for it, because it's a mess. It's like a technique that was used in drag. And I'm not going to throw no shade. Drag makeup is bomb.com. But
y'all don't know what y'all doing.
If you don't know what you're doing, and it's not every day that you need to be walking around looking like a clown, because that's what you look like.
Here's my thing with the eyebrows. It's like, obviously, you know, we got, like, my eyebrows. They used to be really, really thick, but with me growing up and, I guess, like, stress and just, like, getting older, I swear somebody came in my sleep and cut off the tails of my eyebrows. I swear to Jesus. I don't know who it is. I'm going to find you and cut you. But, so obviously I have some places to where I need to fill in the hair. This is my perception, you know, and maybe it's just because this is just how I am. I could have sworn filling in eyebrows was supposed to look as natural as possible. You're not even supposed to. I don't want to have to look at you.
I shouldn't be able to tell.
And tell that you drew it in. Or if I know that you draw it in, because obviously it's makeup, I should think that, like, really your eyebrows are on fleek. Like, that is a bomb job. Like, who is your makeup artist? Or if you did it yourself, you need to come do my makeup. I don't want to. First off, 9 times out of 10, the natural shape of your eyebrow is not straight.
No.
Y'all keep drawing your eyebrows straight like the road that you drive on. Like, yeah.
Like, this is not a runway. This is not Paris Fashion Week. That's not, like,
exactly. The whole point of shaping and filling in, guys, is to shape with the natural curve of your eyebrows. So unless you are Raven Simone with, like, some really, you know, a crazy shape of an eyebrow, stop drawing these straight eyebrows. That's not how it goes. And then you draw the tail just bone straight too, so it's like boop boop. That's not how it goes. And I know on our blog, mindofafashionista.com, I put up, I want to say, either a video or a picture on, yes, go DIY how to fill in your eyebrows. We have a video up from a young lady. I forgot her name. I'll post it actually when this episode airs on our Facebook and Instagram. She does makeup and fashion and everything. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I'm burping over here. What now? I was trying to hold it in, but it just came out, y'all. That's what happens when you like food. Uh-huh. But she did a YouTube video to where she taught you guys how to fill in your eyebrows, and she did a very, you know, wonderful job. So just to kind of recap of what she did, you fill in light brush strokes, I'll call them, with the pencil, either like brown or like a dark brown or a black, sometimes just depending on, you know, what color your eyebrows are.
Going
the direction
of the hair.
The direction of the hair. Don't
go against the grain. Woo. It's like shaving. Don't go against the grain. It's gonna,
and if you don't know what going against the grain means, Google it, because we ain't got time to be explaining. I'm sorry. We don't. And if you don't know what that means, maybe you don't need to be filling your eyebrows, boo-boo.
Yeah.
Shade and tea all the way. Yeah. Anyway, you're going to fill in the eyebrows with the direction that the hair is going. What I like to do, you don't have to do it, and I would definitely suggest Googling, you know, just, or YouTubing would probably be better, so you can have a visual aspect. Just some different techniques on how to fill in your eyebrows. Find one that works best for you, or create your own technique, but just make it look as natural as possible. But what I like to do is, I don't necessarily do highlighting underneath, just because I wear glasses, so people aren't necessarily going to see. People look more at my glasses and talk more about my glasses than my makeup, truth be told. So what I do is I put a little concealer at the beginning of my eyebrows and a little bit at the top, and I blend to get that ombre effect. Everybody knows what it is. You probably don't know that it was called that, but I call it the ombre effect because it goes from light to dark.
And some of that goes too far, too.
Y'all really need to learn how to blend. Get you a good blender. You can get one from Walgreens or Walmart, a good blending stick or brush, or just Target, a bag of blenders.
The beauty supply store.
They have it.
You can get anywhere beauty products are sold.
And I'm going to get into how y'all need to learn how to blend. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But back on these eyebrows, you really just, what I do is I really blend in the concealer. So, you know, you see a gradual darkening on my eyebrows. And then I put a little bit of my foundation in it so it can still blend in with my skin tone, you know. And then I make sure it's all cleaned up and cut. If I miss a little spot right here underneath my eyebrow, I might take my little blender with some foundation and just make it look nice, clean cut. But again, the purpose is to make it look realistic. Stop shaving off your eyebrows. There's no point. If your eyebrows are thin, that's the whole point of filling in and shaping your eyebrows. You don't need to cut them off.
I think that's more fun to have a thin eyebrow.
What you cutting off your eyebrows for?
You can really go into shaping your brow like so much more perfect when you have less hair that you have to work with. Mm-hmm. Now, no hair is a problem because how do you find your eyebrows?
You ain't got no template to work with.
How do you find where your eyebrows are supposed to go every day? I don't know. I mean, maybe you put it on top of the muscle. I don't get that science, but I mean, man.
I'm a little bit flabbergasted, guys. You know, I would be wanting to say so much to half of y'all on Facebook, but it's like I'll be, you know, such a bitch to do that, and I don't want to be arguing with people on Facebook. So I just let y'all look stupid. But hopefully, this podcast will nip that right in the butt. Yeah. So we're gonna move on to another part of makeup. Like I told y'all, blending.
Blend is.
I saw a picture of this girl. She was in Miami, you know, having fun. It looked like she was having fun. I wish I was there. And she was getting ready to go out for, you know, the day. Two streaks of pink right here on her cheek. Like somebody just smacked her. Boom, boom. Right there. She didn't blend in with her hairline. And it's like, ladies.
It looked like a mask.
Basically, ladies, the whole point of makeup, or one of the reasons or purposes, I should say, of makeup is to look as natural as possible, but accentuating your features and the good parts about your face, but also hiding some blemishes that you really don't want the world to see. While you're doing this, I don't want to see that you have a white face and a black neck.
First off, if your face is white and your neck is black, you need to go to whoever matched you
and smack
and slap them. And if you matched yourself, slap yourself. You know good and well.
But then here's another thing. What I also found out is a lot of people, if you do use translucent, I was getting ready to say Lucia. I know we talking about Empire right now, so I'm thinking about Lucius. Y'all need to fill me in on what happened because we not watching that, obviously.
Y'all better tell her, go ahead, get on demand. It's going to be on there tomorrow. I ain't
got demand.
Who would?
Y'all my demand. Okay? Y'all are my demand. But if you guys use translucent powder, if you don't blend that in, and if you take pictures, and we've been in that situation before when we did a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. If you take pictures and you don't blend in your translucent powder, your face actually shows up white when you take pictures that uses flash. Okay?
One of the things that I do when I'm doing my makeup, at certain points, at different milestones of me putting on my makeup, I will take my phone, my back camera, turn my flash on, and I will close my eyes and take a picture of my face from different angles. So I go from directly in front of my face, straight on, and then I go to the right side, the left side, and kind of diagonal underneath to make sure that one, that my foundation is evenly coated. Two, that any primers or eyeshadows or anything that I put on up until that point is evenly applied and it's blended. And then I proceed to move on. If not, I fix it. It is nothing to fix it. Make sure you fix it.
You need to fix your makeup before you leave. That's not, it's unacceptable. For one, men, this is one of the reasons why if you do have a woman that takes long to get ready, this is the reason why. Because if your woman is doing her makeup right, she's going to fix it. If it doesn't look right, she's going to make sure that it looks right, because she doesn't want to look like a clown.
She look like a clown.
When she walks out or anything like that.
When you're not careful, I mean, it's really an art. And you have to be really paying attention to what it is that you're doing.
That's why they're called makeup artists.
Makeup artists, honey.
Because everybody cannot do makeup.
Everybody ain't able.
But here's my thing. For me, you know, y'all know I'm blind. Like, I can't see where my glasses. If I'm able to do my makeup the way I do my makeup and I can't see, which I don't realize is I can't do my makeup with my glasses on. I can't. Like, I can't put my foundation on with my glasses on. That doesn't work. I can't do my eyes, my eyeshadow. Not really even my eyebrows. I don't put my glasses back on until my whole face is done. And after I spray it on either my setting spray or put on my translucent powder and blend it in, I put my glasses on right before I put my lipstick or lip gloss on. So if I'm able to put on my face, as you know, they say it beat my face or anything like that, and it looked the way it looked, and y'all looking like whodunit, it's not acceptable, because I can't even see when I put my makeup on, but y'all have 20/20 vision, y'all still look a hot mess. So that's not acceptable in my eyes. So I think, just to wrap up the makeup section, some things to be successful when it comes to doing your makeup, you gotta have some good quality brushes first and foremost. Yeah, I know y'all seen Benji Brown, aka Kiki's makeup tutorials, and she always say it's all about the brushes. You gotta have some good brushes. And it, I don't know if he knew that he was right or not, but it's true. You gotta have some good quality brushes.
And so, you don't have to spend a lot.
You don't have to spend a lot. You can go Walgreens,
Target. I wouldn't necessarily suggest a beauty supply store, but your chains, like your drugstores, like your CVS, your Walgreens, your Target,
Ulta.
If
you haven't been in Ulta, shout out to Ulta. They are like one of the best stores to ever come about. They've been around, well, here really in St. Louis for like the past year or so, I want to say. 2 years at the max. They're a beauty and makeup store. You know, they have all of your name brands, your NYX, your, Urban Decay, Yves Saint Laurent, Marc Jacobs. They have beauty tools, everything like that. So invest you in a good brush, $20, $30, even $40 brush, maybe like a name brand brush. Like, I saw one at Sephora, Marc Jacobs, for about $40. But that one is going to last you. Mm-hmm. You know, you need you a good foundation brush. You need you a good, blender, eyeshadow brush, maybe a contour brush.
Mm-hmm.
Blush.
You need a spool.
Spool, yep.
For your eyebrows. A lot of times you can find them actually double-ended, where one end is the pencil, the other end is the spool, which is awesome for me because I tend to be scrambling when I'm trying to do my makeup. And a spool is the last thing I want to have to try to look for. So a lot of times you can find the spools, they come in a duo with the brow pencil or the brow pencil. Or I actually, I bought a set of brushes from Walgreens where it's technically, there's about 3 or 4 sticks, but each end has a different brush on it.
Yeah.
So you're basically getting 8 brushes with 4, I don't know what to call it, 4 handles or whatever.
Or even get you like the eyebrow wizard, from what I heard. Yeah, I heard that's really, really good.
The brow wiz,
That's what it's called. The brow wiz.
It'll take us easy for to talk about it. But I just got hip on it, and when I tell you, it's awesome. That's definitely a good investment. I believe it runs about $20, either $20 or $25. Yeah, it's somewhere around there. It runs between $20 and $25. It's worth it.
Yep.
It's worth it.
As far as makeup goes, really, I can't necessarily say, like, you know, any type of makeup, because even like e.l.f. Cosmetics, as you all might know, like e.l.f., it's very, very affordable, but there, it's quality makeup. I've been on e.l.f. since, shout out to Jasmine, if you're listening. She put me on e.l.f. for like 4 or 5 years now. They're really cheap. You can get like a palette for about $15, $20, and it lasts you, and it's good quality makeup. But just make sure the makeup that you buy, you know what it is intended for. Like, your eyeshadow does not go on your cheeks.
Oh, God.
You know, eyeshadow goes on eyes. Your mascara goes on your eyelashes. Sometimes you can substitute, like, your eyebrow pencil, you know, your eyeliner can sometimes be used for your lip liner if you don't have any lip liner. I've definitely done that before because it's all pencil.
Yeah.
You know, but just make sure what you're using, if you're not an expert or don't know what you're using, you're know what you're doing, use it accordingly. And really, the last piece of advice that I can tell you guys is to practice. I can't even talk today.
It makes perfect.
And what I do is, if I know, like, I'm going to an event, and, like, just the past few times, I just learned how to contour, and I just learned how to do my eyebrows, you know, just to tell you guys the truth. So before I go to an event, maybe 2 or 3 days, I'll do my face, my complete face, and I'll try out this new technique or this new trend. So then that way, if I mess up, I can redo it. It don't matter because I'm not going anywhere. And that way, when I actually do get ready to go out to that event, I don't waste time trying to figure this out and then get frustrated and then, you know, spend more time trying to fix my messed up face. It just, it's good. You have to practice everything that, you know, you do, whether it comes to fashion or beauty or makeup. You have to practice it. So that's what I got to say on the makeup. Anything else you got to say, Diamond?
Practice definitely makes perfect. I've only been wearing makeup for, let's see, since 2015, so maybe about almost 2 years? No, almost 3 years. And it didn't take a whole lot for me to catch on. YouTube is your friend. If there is anything that you have any question about, you can either ask a makeup artist or you can look on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube was a very good, it still is, even now that I've gotten better. And the thing with makeup is you have to find out what works for you. What techniques work for you. What Ooh. Works for AK, that may not be the same technique that works for me.
Exactly.
What works for me may not work for her.
Exactly.
We may not even apply our foundations the same.
Exactly.
But we still achieve the desired look and it looks good.
Exactly.
And when I tell y'all, I've come a long way
from them Bold State days.
From where I started from.
Shout out to Raven.
Yes, Raven. Yes, Raven. She started me on this mess. I need to be sending her my JCPenney Sephora bill.
You so
and
sad.
All my other bills from spending all this money on this doggone makeup. Because she the one who started, she started the fire. Because I was very afraid of makeup because of the negative things that I've seen as far as women looking cake face. Now, cake face is alright if you're doing like stage or something like that, but cake face every day, that was something I was afraid of looking like. I don't want to look fake, and that's why I really stayed away from makeup for a really, really long time. And once I finally, she did it, she sold me because she literally made me look natural. And I, ever since then, I fell in love with it. I've been using the same foundation that she put on me that day, and I have yet to sway away from it. And I mean, you just really gotta, it's all about finding out what works for you. Every color eyeshadow is not for you. every color lipstick is not for you.
Just find something that works with your complexion.
Yeah, there's
what we're gonna do in our Facebook and our Instagram, our Twitter, because we actually did a what tips for makeup for beginners. I can't even talk, y'all. Beginners in our blog. I'm going to link back to that. We did that post a few months ago, but I'm going to link back to that. So you guys, we have some great tips on makeup and how just to achieve a natural look for beginners. And then also, I just want to, we're going to touch quickly on it. This is why we need longer shows, y'all. But we also want y'all to keep tuning in and coming back. So
yeah, y'all keep listening. We do something longer.
Exactly. So we're probably going to do another part two to this. So we're also, because the part two is going to have more about hair, since we're not really going to touch on it, but just a little snippet. I'm going to talk about weave on this part. Part two, we'll probably get into like color and everything like that, because you know, if you know Diamond, her hair is a nice, vibrant, it's oceanic blue. But everybody don't look like her when they do it. So we're going to talk about that and maybe talk about how you can achieve being very confident in your colored hair.
Because it's a journey. My hair, if you don't know me, or hopefully if you're listening to this, you've at least seen a picture of me. I have been wearing my hair in its natural texture for almost 2 years.
Yay.
That itself is a journey on its own, but taking the plunge and deciding to color your hair is a whole other journey on top of it. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to do it. But we're gonna talk about that in part two. I can spill all on that. I think I know on mindofafashionista.com I did a post on how I got my hair to where it is.
Yep.
Well, actually, right now it's a shade darker than what it was originally, but it's still blue. It's the same principles apply to what I have right now. But your hair care and how, just part two. We'll do all that stuff.
So yeah, part two is gonna be coloring and probably maybe like the debate versus relaxed and natural, because we kind of did that on our blog too. But it will be a little bit better for us when we have more guests also, so we can actually have a real debate for you guys to listen to. But real quick, as far as weave, I just recently started wearing weave. I love it. Especially for the simple fact that if you do it the right way, it protects your hair.
Yes.
And it keeps your chemicals out of your hair, keeps your hands out your natural hair. I get a full cap sew in done by Diamond Sister. Hey Day, how you doing?
Hey,
hey girl. She does it really, really good. I do a full cap sewing, and by the time I take my sewing out, my hair has grown so much.
And
I can't
believe
it.
She colored my hair, y'all.
Yes, and we're gonna give you her information on both these episodes. But just real quick, first off, if you're gonna do weave, please make sure the weave that you're getting blends in to your roots, especially if you are doing a leave out. I'm tired of it. Second off, if you know your hair is natural, please make sure that your edges are either flat ironed if you're doing a leave out, or to be quite honest, for you natural ladies, I think it's better to do a full sew-in, a full cap sew-in, to protect that natural hair that you work so hard to achieve.
Because I'm telling you.
Because once it breaks off, it's going to take a while to come back. Y'all should already know this, but I mean, hey. I'm just speaking for AK. Y'all can listen to me if y'all want to or not. And then just lastly, definitely where you buy your hair and the type of hair that you buy, it goes all along into how your hair is going to hold up and last. You know, I've heard that people only leave, they weave up for like a month or two or this, that, and the third. But I know good and well, if you take care of the weave, if you have quality weave, and if you take the steps, it's like you have to treat your weave as if it's your hair, because it's hair. It's human hair. So treat it, and I heard this from a YouTube video, treat your weave as if it was the hair that grew out of your scalp. Wash it. Condition it. if you want to color it, make sure you take the correct steps as if you were coloring your hair. You know, make sure to tie your hair up at night. You know, just simple stuff like you are washing and bleaching and combing your hair. So as long as you take the necessary steps and procedures, and you can Google the steps and you can probably find a YouTube video, your week would probably last a good 4 to 6 months. And I don't know if you ladies knew this or not, but you can reuse weave.
Yeah.
You can wash
it. As expensive as it is.
You paying $100 a month for some Brazilian Remy.
And you only use it once.
Why are you throwing it away?
Yeah.
You can reuse it. You take it out. You wash it. You condition it. You dry it. And you store it away. So, what we're going to do, I really wish we had more time. Like, we got so much to talk about. We might have to extend these podcast episodes. We'll talk about it and let you guys know. But for part two, we'll maybe get more into the weave. And then we're also going to get into the coloring and the debate on natural versus the relaxed sisters. Me, personally, I'm relaxed. Diamond is natural. Aziza, I believe, is natural. So that would be a pretty interesting debate to hear. So to let you guys know, please follow us on Facebook, Chic Talk, www.facebook.com/Chic Talk. Twitter at Chic, C-H-I-C-T-C. Oh, y'all, I can't spell. I've been out of school too long. I need to get back up into somebody's grad program so I can stay smart. For real. Chic as in C-H-I-C-C-T-A-L-K. That's our Twitter handle. That's also our Instagram handle. Also, follow our blog as well, mindofashionista.com. You can sign up to our newsletter online. Our Facebook is www.facebook.com/mindofafashionista. I can't talk still. Twitter is M of a Fashionista. And then Instagram is Mind of a Fashionista. We can't wait for you guys to hear our next episode. Tune in. Stay tuned. Also to our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/chic talk. And we'll talk to you then, guys. Thanks. Bye.